Blog Talk Radio.
Good people, the following is for everybody. Everybody who basically wants to basically get better, to be better, honestly, wants to improve. You feel that self-improving, that desire inside you? Can you feel it? Can you hear it calling out to you? All right. Good people, you are listening to I am co-host Talk Dude, and the other side of this line is the one and only Comedy Organic OK. Organic, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Yeah. And you are listening to satisfying the greatness within you. Okay, look, we invite all...
The show is called Seeing the Change from the Past, Being the Change for the Future.
Yeah, that's it. Seeing the change from the past, being the change for the future. You got it. All right, look, I want to invite all of you to call in. Let us know what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what's going on with you, okay? We're here. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, Organic, go ahead. Just get the ball rolling, and I'll run with it.
All right, everybody. This is comedian Organic OK. You are listening to Seeing the Change from the Past, Being the Change from the Future. Thank you for listening. You're going to be listening to some things maybe in the background, but hey, this part of the actual journey that we'll be traveling in, because you're traveling with me at this moment, and the task that comedian Talk Dude is presenting to you at this moment. Thank you, Talk Dude, for hosting this show as a co-host.
Of course.
You're welcome, and I appreciate you. And everyone, we appreciate your time. Appreciate you cleaning out your cross-contaminated, right? Cross-contaminated people, right? Now, cross-contaminated people is not just people that are contaminated by what you have experienced with them directly. Sometimes cross-contaminated people are people that you're experiencing not directly, right? Because they go around and try to sabotage what you're doing because they their entitlement and what they feel is more important is something that they always try to do, like you, right? And you'll notice everything they do, in most cases, you can even going back and helping them when they're going to undermine you because they feel like daytime is so valuable and what you're doing is not on cue when what you're doing is truly changing the landscape, right? It's unique things within a lot of desires that some people just don't know, and they can't take directions, right? People want you to be micromanaging your success under the things that they have done loud to destroy their life. People want you to be easy, tiptoeing while they're doing demolition, right? Knocking down all kinds of stuff. People got construction, earplugs, and headpiece. Telling people to do this stuff, and they want you to whisper. Under this kind of condition of devastation in life, oppositional path. And that's when you know people and destructive people give you the impression that what you're doing is truly what is needed for you to be free. And you find out there's no freeness within the corks. I'm not even saying it right. It's actually called the...
Turn right onto
it's so important. You must realize this. When people set you up to fail, they are in so many ways, they show you so many ways to succeed. Because when they're not around, in their mind, they are destroying the life of what you're doing, but they don't realize they're really destroying the life thing for a loser. The
you're breaking up.
Cleaning the problem. You must realize success is coming around succeeding. This house won't allow you to not succeed because they're pushing your desires, pushing your true essence to another altitude. And guess what? When these people come on this platform and renege their successful moments, they're unsuccessful with success, and now they're left with cross-contaminated moments. I'm going to leave for a short period of time, and my colleague, Tom Bean, will speak with you.
Okay. Now, you got to look out for the people who are basically going to destroy you. Now, the something is, you're thinking, I don't know who they are. Well, guess what? Even the people who are trying to destroy you, they don't necessarily know who they are. They don't realize that they are the destructive element. They think they are helping. They think they are basically doing what's best for you. Sometimes they just want to clip your wings. Misery does love company. And sometimes they basically tell you can't do it because they don't believe that anybody so close to them, someone they know, is ever meant to achieve greatness. Some of them don't want you to. Some of them want to keep you as down as they are. They don't want to say, I knew him when, because at the same time, they may be thinking, dang it, I knew this person. This person succeeded, flew towards the heavens above. Why couldn't I? Why couldn't I? And so many are asking yourself that question right now, why can't I? Now, honestly, your personal success, it happens. Okay, the first step, I told you, you know this before, you got to have some self-worth. But you know what? It's harder than it sounds. Most people don't have it. Most people don't believe that much in themselves. They don't really like themselves that much. And you got to like, even narcissists, a lot of them don't love themselves. They just worry about themselves. They fret over themselves. They have a lot of self-hate. That's why they focus so much on themselves, because they got a lot to worry about, a lot to overcompensate for. They can be full of self-contempt, and they hold on to the contempt because they think that that contempt is going to power them on. They think that that self-contempt is going to honestly, well, you know, it's like a teenage girl. She thinks if she basically starts to like what she sees in the mirror, she'll stop worrying so much and taking care of herself and letting herself go. She must never tell herself that she's going to be fine just the way she is, because in a way, she's thinking that sort of negative reinforcement, that hatred about herself, is what forces her to keep herself thin. Make sure she keeps a clean shop, get all pretty up and perfect. And you know what? One thing women do envy about men is men have a lot of, basically, they're proud of themselves in a lot of ways. They look in the mirror and they think, that's okay, I'm ready to take on the world. But a woman, she looks in front of that mirror and she often hates what she sees. She puts on all this makeup and beautiful care to look like somebody else. And she seems to think that all her self-worth is in her makeup. It's in her making herself up. It's all made up. And that's a slippery slope. That's a damning thing. Women especially. I mean, you know, the truth is, there is still sort of a glass ceiling. They let a few women through. But in a way, there is a mantle, there is a weight on her. Because if a man fails, what they hear is, see, he couldn't do it. When a woman fails, all the men look at that as proof as, see, women can't do it. It is sort of harder. You wonder, where do women get all their negative self-doubt? And how do you make it go away? How do you personally get that sort of self-worth? The first step you got to do is stop sabotaging yourself. And it's so easy. It's so simple to sabotage yourself. It's too easy. You may not realize you're doing it. And if you do, you don't realize how to stop. But the answer isn't so cut and dried. It is damnation is what it is. It is a hard, foibled whatever. It's why there are some people who think that men and women should just be partners. Of course, there will always be a battle for the sexes. There's always going to be a battle for the upper hand and for greater control. I want more of what I want. Men and women don't just want different things. Usually they want the exact opposite of what the other wants, which is why the tug of war will always seem to exist. And that's a problem. That's a sad thing, isn't it? But really, you make peace with yourself. You start to notice all those little elements, the little things that are working down, working away. You find a way to break off the saboteurs. Sometimes the saboteurs love you. Sometimes you're staying with them, but they're sabotaging you. You got to realize, how do I fly free? Not everybody wants to be free. Freedom can kill you. I mean, in a way, when you're free, there are still rules you have to follow if you want to survive. If you want to truly be yourself, sometimes you have to let stuff out that really, personally, other people are just going to not like. Other people aren't going to...
Okay. It's okay back now. We don't make this a damn treatment center of desperate moments of boring stuff. I told you a billion 18.5, I mean half more, of a little bit longer than I need to hear it, of telling you this. No one will be locked in with boring conversations. Your life been destroyed with boring, chaotic leftovers. Don't give nobody else that. Now, everybody, this is Comedy Organic, okay? The show is brought to you by Comedy Organic, okay? My co-host is comedian Talk Dude, and the show is about being a change from the past, being a change for the future. And my show, especially, is about comedy, about truth, it's about a lot of components. Now, Talk Dude, come on now. Tell the people your final words, because that's it for now.
I want to thank you all for listening. Thank you all those of you who would listen to me. Thank you. And I'll totally give you back the mic.
Thank you. I know right now we are at 7:15 p.m. and it's part seeing the change from the past, being the change for the future. Host by me, Organic OK. Co-host is Talk Dude, and Talk Dude, he's been talking some boom, blowing the head gasket. Success can't find no moment to be peace. Because peace is peace, and dropping all the appetite and crumbs. Well, we know where crumbs take you. It leads you a lot of cleanup mess, so things are just cluttered with moments that we can't appreciate to be successful. Now, this show is about what? It's about the oppositional thing. It's about the oppositional approach. It's about he taking his approach to explain some things in a manner that just gives you just a reference point, right? It's not about talking fast, talking slow. Successful means or successful results that people can appreciate once they understand appreciation moments. Now, I'm going to wrap the show up, and we got about 14 minutes close to it before the show is over. But on top of that, I'm going to mold on for about 18, 20 seconds. And we're going to put this on mute for a moment. And she can just clear our airways and restart again. Just a moment. we're back in a moment, and have you enjoyed your moments for yourself? But that moment became the moment that you are listening. A moment, just a little place where you see gratitude, you just reward your thoughts. Because we got to look at those thoughts are not always the moment that we can appreciate to understand, right? There's so many moments where we are caught up with not having the results that we're looking for. And then we're sitting here in a lobby trying to find ideas that we have. Some of us have went to school, have got all these degrees, and then now we're sitting back and we are, in a sense, we are cannibalism and cross-contaminating. And not only that, some people are also, what are they doing? You want to know what they're doing? They are also plagiarizing. Pleasurizing successful people's ability and then just throwing their little, you know, propaganda government factor they went to a school. You think every person that went to a school should get credit for somebody's undergree, but all the good experience that they have put together, you think they're not supposed to be successful? You think all these people with all these things in life, and you don't think they're supposed to be successful? Oh, I get it, because they don't have degrees. If the person, look at this, you know how many people that are scholars and people that are really educated at another altitude that didn't necessarily go to a school, right? And what I'm saying to you is, what are we searching for? Are we searching for certificates? Are we searching for the ability to do what your task is intended for you to do? What are we doing? Oh, we try to do all those things. We try to spend all this dollars and money to go to school for someone to figure out a way to be more scoundrels than the thief that steal everybody. Then we say, oh, that's business. Business is taught to be scoundrels. So who's really scoundrels? Listen to that. Who's really scoundrels? Is it the business? Is it the service? Who's money scholars? How are we truly creating success when success is already successfully true to success? And when I said that, stealing off of people's well. I said well. What's the well? Well, we're stealing. We're just taking them out of the equation. And he said, oh, this is my idea. I figure out a way to word things in a way that gives me credit for something that all I did was figure out how to find packages. I mean, it is some ways that they're doing. But listen to this. Imagine this. Imagine you was creating some material, right? And the person that suggests you to do something, guess what they get?
What?
Instead of you doing this, look, this part here, change this up. It's going to be better for you because you're doing this, your voice sounds. They did that, right? Now, this person tell you to adjust your voice and just stop right there when you say this part. And this person said this person want 29% of the money, 29% of profit, right? Then the engineer and the person who produced it wants some money. And when you're going to pay your taxes, what you got left with was those people with majority of the money. What do you have left? You might not have that much. You might pay out, depending on who's working with you, you might pay out more money than you're making. And then based on your bills and how much that made, if you're going to do it right, you have shortchanged your own investment from your natural ability. Now, it is different components to that, right? Because when you start hiring people to represent you, pick this, what you call it, this image, is, you know, they're not supposed to pay more than you off your own idea. Then you got some management, depending on who you're signing to, they may get a little bit more than what you think is a fair wage. Now,
When you was paying somebody, say something, you was paying somebody just to use their facility, and you pay them all up front, say, hey, this is going to pay you this for this, I'm going to take care of you all up front. That would be different because you wouldn't have to be paying them a residual bill. And that's you see a lot of places. You're saying people take out residual bills, and everybody says, well, I don't think you're worth the investment. And what's the real investment if you're not getting the actual wealth that you should be getting? What do you think about that? That can be taken many ways. Now, everybody don't have everybody's back. But everybody don't have no wealth that their back is not touched. If everybody embraced and lifted up each other, it's part of that back. That muscle, somebody is embracing the weight heavier than others. Is that by accident? What do you think? I guess it depends on who's listening. Because some people are trying to be slick with their thinking. They're trying to win their ideas in a place where that's why a lot of people are that successful. Not only are they not talking to you, they don't like to be around the facility that they're at because they know how people like to pick things out like somebody digging in their nose. That's disrespectful. They like to be disrespectful how they interact with you. They do not have consideration, you know, and it's disregard. Why is the top dude at? I don't hear the top dude talking. Well, I'm going to talk a bit more. Talk to people that are listening.
Really, I thought you said that my conversation was dull. You said you hated it. You said a lot of hurtful things. I mean, I'm offended here. I'm a broken man.
Good job, man. Thank you for taking the X-ray of Boo Boo.
Of what?
Okay. The X-ray of Boo Boo.
Boo Boo.
And guess what? When you do the X-ray of Boo Boo, the sweat and tears are cold because that pot is trying to flush you down the toilet stool. Now take that. And most of all, that's like the fragrance to make sure it smells good because it's not like smelling something you don't want to smell. And it's not what you want to be even in the vicinity of because it's not what we need to have feces waste all around your airway. I feel like all the five teachers are right here somewhere. Are these close by? No, that's just talk, dude.
No. Look, it's okay. I've shaken hands with the guy. I've met him. He's very jazzy, very full of himself. And he wants to go around telling everybody about the big crusades that he has made going all around with you picking up garbage. And you know what? Wonderful thing. I wish he had something else to talk about. All he talks about, basically, is that. It's like, he's got a very good topic, but it's the only topic he has. And it's maddening. Okay? I don't hate the guy. I have no hatred for him.
You've been listening to the show?
Yes, I was curious. A curious little wanker, that's what I am. I was curious about the other people that you had in your employ. You've been pushing back and forth, and I was curious about the things that you were doing.
You
what can I say?
You feel unappreciated?
Yes.
Oh, listen to that. Top Dude got his own show on Wednesday. It's called We Can't Find You, But We Find Ourselves. He hosts that show. That's Top Dude's show, right? Not only that, Top Dude's on this show Thursday. Top Dude be on the show on Friday. Top Dude be on the show. It's called Sanctify Your Greatness on Saturday. Top Dude's been on quite a bit of the organic. That show Sunday. You got five shows. You've been accommodated. Just move me out the way. And then technically you're supposed to be coming up on the PC show. So that'd be seven shows.
Oh, yeah. I could sit back and shoot the breeze with him. I can do that. I'm capable of us just talking. No, look. It's like tonight. I mean, I was all ready and raring because I was looking forward to this guest we're going to have on the show. Someone's going to host with us. Someone throw the ball back and forth with. I could play off her. When I have a great topic given to me, I can run with it and whatever. And, you know, I was all anxious to hear that.
You know what's so funny? People, you think that you're losing because they're not around. Really, you're losing the unsuccessfulness within people. It's a lot of people, I'm telling you. It's a lot of people that are successful that they had intentions to have people that wasn't as famous as they were take over. It's the only you got the craft, you got the ability, but that's what. This game got favoritism. The fans got favoritism. As much as it looked like the underground is the king of the throne, it's so many people that don't think that. Right? Even though it's some things that is, you know, is a trick bag, but a lot of people don't respect the underground because they always underneath. What happens is, in some arenas, some people look at underground people like emotional pimps. That they put you in positions to be undermined, and then they want to play like they the important one, and then when things shake down and they become the victim of their own methods, then they want you to position them to become the important one. And people say, no, you had your opportunity, but you're too greedy. And then you say, well, everybody not greedy. That's the thing. That's why you always have new people that's from the bottom. You know why? Because the bottom sometimes is really the top, right? Because you take the top off something, it goes right to the bottom. But guess what happens?
What?
It keeps things important in place from the top. See, we gotta look at this. There's too many variables of success that always gonna be accommodating from all different likes, walks, abilities. So aware, right? You gotta look at yourself. All the things you've been through, that's what you be telling people. You don't think that is a success because you can see the global in people's reality is unsuccessful experiences. But then you have the ability to pull yourself up and look what you did. You came to people just as some humorous, normally you be in another experience, but that's another conversation. You have took your experience and you have woke it up with that message.
Yeah, if only we have time for
the group. Keep doing it. Don't worry about how many times you did it. Just do it and enjoy it. You can keep a little note on there just to make sure that happiness, don't get an overloaded feel that you don't want to experience within success. Pow! When you get the kids right there, that's another name title. Everybody, good night. This could be our getting okay. You've been listening to Seeing the Change from the Past, Being the Change for the Future. And
you
my folks, talk to you. Good night,
yeah.
Talk to you.
Good night. You can go all our shows off blogtalkradio.com. Look us up. Thank you, and good night.